It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
Economists are scratching their heads over this. We are not spending as much. Retail sales have been down 3 months in a row now, even though all the economic barometers suggest we ought to be shopping and buying more. Much of the decline was tied to lower sales of cars and weaker gasoline prices. The Wall Street Journal reports that Americans also reduced shopping for furniture, health products, electronics, and even groceries. And being a rather frugal child of a child of the Great Depression, I can't help but think how many of us are doing exactly what we were taught. We are saving our money. And that really isn't all that bad, is it? A lawmaker in Ohio says high school students who are 18 or older should be allowed to carry long guns inside public high schools. He notes that state law allows those 18 or older to carry a long gun. So he says anyone who complies should be able to carry one and protect themselves in schools. Republican Niraj Antani says it's his view that gun-free zones do not work. And if you're a law-abiding citizen, you should be able to protect yourself. From This Week in Agribusiness, it's the time of the year many farm groups lobby. Just as we all have the right to do, I'm sure I'll see a number of farm organization members in Washington this next week while there for the National Agriculture Day observance. Soybean Association leaders were there this week and their priority issues as they visited with lawmakers and at the USDA included, just as you would expect, trade, the renewable fuel standard, the farm bill, and the transportation infrastructure. Well, now this may be the breakthrough research you've been waiting to hear. Pizza can increase our on-the-job productivity. A test was done among workers in a semiconductor plant where the workers were offered payoffs for their work, the job they were doing, in the form of pizza or a $30 bonus or a compliment from the boss. And some of the workers in the test were offered nothing at all. It turns out pizza was the best motivator and showed the most immediate increase in worker productivity, something like a 7% increase almost. Although, over the course of a week, the compliments of the boss seemed to make more difference. Yes, there's a lesson here. We all appreciate compliments, don't we? That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.